decision for Jesus. Peter made his decision. He denied his Savior. What would Jesus do? Would he still love? Maybe you can think of moments where the guilt has overwhelmed you, where you wanted to run outside and weep bitterly. Peter had seen his weakness. What a miracle that Jesus would remain his Savior, the one who would die for the sin of denial. One of the servant girls of the high priest on duty at the door came by. When she saw Peter seated there in the firelight warming himself, she looked closely at him and said, "You also were with that Nazarene Jesus. Are you not another of that man's disciples?" He replied, "Girl, I am not. I don't know him. I don't know or understand what you're talking about." Simon Peter went out into the entryway, and the rooster crowed. A little later, when the servant girl again saw him there, she said to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Someone else saw him and said, "You are one of them." Again, he denied it with an oath, "I am not. I do not know this man." About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he's a Galilean." Those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you are one of them, for your accent gives you away." One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him, "Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove?" Then Peter began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I do not know this man you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside, broke down, and wept bitterly.